Today we pray for your city, Joshua Tree and Lake Arrowhead. Lord, we lift up our city, the city of Joshua Tree and Lake Arrowhead. We ask that you connect the churches and the people in them in these areas. Unite them in prayer and support and community outreach. May they be one as you and Jesus and the Spirit are one. May they experience a fresh outpouring of your Spirit in the churches, in the outreaches, in the community service, in their jobs, and in the business sector. We lift up the leaders of these areas as you command us to in 2 Timothy, and we ask that they would serve their people as unto you, O Lord, that they would be given divine wisdom on how to prepare their communities for environmental emergencies, how to prevent criminal activity, and how to plan for healthy economic growth. Amen. Well, Joshua Tree is about 6,000 people. It's east of Yucca Valley and west of 29 Palms. Their poverty rate is 21%. The California average is 15. They are home to the Joshua Tree National Park. And lately, recently in the news, a hiker was airlifted from a trail in Joshua Tree. And a person set a structure on fire and was arrested. And they also confiscated drugs, weapons, and explosives during an arrest. Lake Arrowhead has a population of 11,000. It's located east of Crestline in the San Bernardino Mountains. While there, we interviewed a local business owner and a VBS leader at a local church, and both agreed that there was a need for activities for the youth during the cold season. So, Father, we lift that up. We pray, first of all, for the poverty rate to go down in Joshua Tree. We pray that there will be less issues of drugs and fires and weapons, that this would not be a place people could hide, but they would be exposed. We pray for safety for those going to the national park and on the trails. We ask that the churches there would lift that area up as well and find creative ways to minister to the tourists. The same thing in Lake Arrowhead, as there are many tourists that come there throughout the year. And a lot of people have an extra home there, a second home where they go for vacations or use it as to rent out. So we pray for protection of that. We pray that there would be activities for the youth during the cold season. Not all of them have the money to be able to do skiing and that sort of thing in Big Bear. So we pray, Father, for other ideas that would keep them from getting into trouble. We thank you, Father, for the people, the things that you have placed there. We lift up the doctors and the hospitals and pray that they are safe and that they are able to provide the medical care needed before having to be airlifted out. We ask, God, that there will be sufficient art, recreation, and sports for the youth and for the adults to keep them involved, teaching them camaraderie, collaboration, and just having a better health overall. We thank you for these areas, and we pray, God, that we will see great things happen in these communities because you came and you touched it with your power and through your people being emboldened by you in the name of Jesus.